So then we can ask us about who are the monks who don't have any device?
Pardon?
Who are the monks who have no device?
You mean among these Chinese monks?
Yeah.
I don't think any of them, there's any of them who does not have any device.
Do you have any device?
I think all of them have device. All of them have device.
So you have a device to read?
Yes.
And
yes, yes, yes.
Ah, okay. So there is no any shortcoming, no? It means it's okay. They can deal with the devices. They can read, no? The
yes, yes,
copies
yes.
Well?
Yes, yes, yes. It's possible.
So
should be together.
Ah, okay. So all right then. Now we finish some topics, some words explaining the Upasambhata, what means Upasambhata, and then we have gone about topics about the following days as what the previous days. Mm-hmm. We covered about
meaning
about how many recitations are. Mm-hmm. We covered also how many what means Patimokkha. Mm-hmm. We covered also what are the preliminary duties, mm-hmm, of and so forth of doing the posada. Mm-hmm. And then and yesterday we have come to the point when we have explained about what are the people to be excluded, mm-hmm, from the Patimokkha. The Patimokkha recitation was called the Vajjaniya Bhukkhus.
Yes.
Now, as we have explained this preliminary duties, today we'll see how it is done in actual life. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you might have, we do every Upasatha day here, mm-hmm, on the Sima, when monks recite the Patimokkha. Mm-hmm. So, and as I explained, these duties are under the supervision of senior monk. He, mm-hmm, has to look after that monks have to come together and prepare. That's called the Upasatha hall, sweeping, bringing water, preparing the seats and so forth. Mm-hmm. So therefore, these monks have to arrive before the Patimokkha rise. Now, here this Patimokkha recitation 3:00, mm-hmm, okay, about 2:30, even earlier sometimes, mm-hmm, monks have to do certain duties, mm-hmm, to go and sweep, mm-hmm, prepare the seats and so forth. They put the carpets, mm-hmm, and everything to be ready by when the monks arrive by 3:00 has to be ready, mm-hmm, and the water and so forth. So that's just a small course like that, about five course, no, which, mm-hmm, have to be done. Mm-hmm. So then you can do translate.
Okay. 张老师，我们前几天我们学习了那个什么叫打赏，打赏是什么？打赞是有怎样的含义？然后就是说我们那个这里我们也学了，就巴蒂摩卡里面有几个送品，然后巴蒂摩卡它这个词本身意义是什么？然后我们还是讲乌波萨塔，然后我们今天昨天我们讲了这个乌波萨塔，它之前要做的五项工作和四项义务，以及那个在这个乌波萨塔仪式中要拍要拍手打是一种人。 还有张老师，我们今天我们就是讲这个乌波萨塔开始的时候，那个具体的实际操作这个流程。然后他说那个。 我们每次的这个戒坛里边那个做这个乌波萨塔戒坛三楼，然后那个就像他之前说的一样，那个这个乌波萨塔是要由你寺团里边最年长的长老来进行那个戒拉最高的长老来进行监督，然后他需要那个他需要来确认就是那个乌波萨塔之前的各项义务是不是已经完成了，然后他需要。 然后他需要比其他三种之前，在所有三种到齐之前，这个长老必须先到。然后，比如说这个，我比方说这个诵戒，我们这儿诵戒一般是三点钟开始。那么在两点半之前，一般来说在两点半之前就是前面说的那五种工作四种义务，五种工作都是要完成的。
Okay, today we have to open the file. Which I told you, this is Chinese translation about the how to the dialogue.
So now to make
you can tell him to open that file of a dialogue.
Okay. 大家先打开那个马新德尊者那个比库巴蒂摩卡的第六十几页，
62页，
大概是62页，我记得是马新德尊者那个比库巴蒂摩卡第62页。
You can turn page 8.
Mm-hmm. No, they have that book. No?
Okay, I'm telling him. I'm telling
Okay.
You can turn page 8. So then now, and so then I don't know, Bodhirasa, no? Your name is Bodhirasa.
He can approach me. No? He can also say something.
Now you can read from there. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to see how two monks, when they recite before the Patimokkha recitation starts, have to check whether all the duties have been carried, and to check the time, whether what is the time of Uposatha day. Much called what kind of Uposatha deity is, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So therefore now, and the procedure is that one monk is to ask, and the second monk is to answer, to reply. Mm-hmm. So now we have here in Pali, of course now they have to tell Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammadasse, the first monk, three times, and then he has to tell Sunadume Bande Sango. Bandi means he addresses the most senior monk here. Who tells Bandi, venerable sir, or honored sir, it's called, may the Sangha hear to me, or listen to me. Okay? So then, we can explain now.
John, 确认一下这个那个送乌波桑哈之前的这些那个工作和义务是不是已经完成了，还有就是比方说那个送乌波桑哈要满足怎样要求，比方说适当的时间等等等等，这些是不是这都要进行一番确认。然后这个整个这个是用问答形式来进行的。然后下面我们开始看这个具体问答这个巴利文。然后那个张老刚刚看说他这个第一句是南无阿弥陀佛，然后他这个这个是念三遍，然后 然后下面一句是苏纳特梅班德桑哥，那个班德见了我们昨天说的他是指那个僧团里边戒大最高那个长老，然后苏纳特梅意思就是说是请听我说，然后那个三宝就是僧团的意思，就是尊者僧团请听我说这样，请听我说这样的意思。So
then and then he continues, yati sangha se patakalan, it is the proper time for the sangha. Patakalan is arrived, the arrived time.
Arrived time.
The arrived time, or the proper time, the right time.
Okay, right time. Okay.
So for the sangha, I may ask the venerable bhikkhu so and so about Vinaya. In that case, now he has to mention the name of that bhikkhu. The other bhikkhu who is going him to ask if he that name, the name of that bhikkhu is Buddharakita or Dhammarakita or Sangharakita, he has to mention the venerable bhikkhu Dhammarakita or Sangharakita. Or sometimes he has to name. So and so means to put the name of that monk, what is in brackets.
Okay.
About Vinaya. Therefore now here it says Vinaya. Because these are including Vinaya, a certain discipline, how to do things as called into order, in certain order. Therefore it speaks about Vinaya. Okay, you can explain.
Yeah, 然后他说下面一句话呢，就是说是我要问某一个比库律，然后他这个地方要你问的那个比库的名字要在这个地方说出来，然后那个put就是问的意思，不是应该说put，这个是问的意思。Okay,
now the monk who is going to reply, he also tells Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasse three times, and he also addresses the Bande, the venerable sir who is the most senior.
然后这个回答，然后那个这个回答这个僧众，他也要念三遍 Namo Tassa Bhagavato， 然后可能这地方没有写，然后他也要说一句这个苏纳特梅 Bande Sango， 然后那个 Bande 的意思和之前那个 Bande 的意思是一样，都是指那个 僧团里面 其他最高的长老。
And then he has also to tell the same Sunatume Bande Sango, and he has to also tell what is Yati Sangha se Patakala, if it is the proper time for the Sangha. So Ahan ayasmata itanamena pikuna vinaya putto visajaya. So I being asked about Vinaya Parivarama Bhikkhu, and he has to tell the name of the Bhikkhu. So, so and so, means if it is Sangharakita, for example, may I answer, may I reply to his questions. So that is the meaning.
Okay. 然后下面的那个他说的话也是类似的，就是说，如果僧团已经到了事实，我应当回答具舍某某比库所问之律，是这样的。So
then, and the monk who is asking, so now regarding these two monks, we usually. If the monk who asks is junior, and the other monk who replies is senior, then the monk who is junior has to take the permission to tell the name of the senior monk.
Oh, okay.
I call, take permission. Bande explain. I call, give me the permission to mention your name
in their own language.
Huh?
In their own language.
In their own language. Yes. Okay. You don't need to tell this in part.
Okay.
So then, this is a small thing that has to be mentioned between these two monks.
刚才说起，比方说这个一问一答是两个人当中，如果假如说出现这种情况，比方说这个问的人他的接纳比那个答的人接纳要低，那么这里这里这里一般有个小小小小的规矩，就是说这个问的人要向那个答的人求下许可，就是说我要在下面念的这个伽马文里边提提提提您的名字，但是这但是这句话但是他求许可这件事本身不需要用巴利语，用他自己的语言就可以。
So, it is out of respect.
Okay.
So then, and then the monk who is asked the questions, he has to give the list of things which should be checked. Now, he gives first the list. It is, we make it in a stanza, but you can put this, a list like that, and it's called, which is in a stanza form here. Samanjani padipoche udakanasanena che uposata saitani pupakaranandi bucchati. So this is tells in Pali. Now translation is Samanjani is sweeping, padipo it is a lamp, udakan is the water, and asanena it is the seats. Uposata saitani, these are called, excuse me, uchandi, these are called the preliminary horse, pupakaranan, for uposatasi, for the uposata day. So then, and after he recites that, he has to ask each item about sweeping, about it's called, whether this has been carried on, whether it has been performed.
然后这个比库他会用一个寄送的形式把这个需要工作的列表给提出来，就是像就是他这个地方说的一个寄送，就是萨玛加尼帕迪普这乌德康阿斯内那车，这个他然后这个萨玛加尼的意思是那个扫帚，然后他这个地方只是扫地的意思，然后那个帕迪普他是那个灯的意思，然后车是河的意思，然后乌德康是水的意思，阿斯内那车就是这个阿斯内那是那个座位的意思，然后车还是河的意思，然后乌波斯。 乌波萨塔斯埃塔尼，这个他乌波萨塔斯埃塔尼，然后加上最后那个句子，加上最后那句的最后一个词乌彻底，这三个词合起来翻译成这些被称为，然后那个这些被称为乌波萨塔的，然后最后中间中间第三个词普波克尔南提，他就是那个前工作的意思，就是张老刚才解释的，对，然后。
Check what this monk is doing there. He's looking the correct book.
He's looking what?
Is the correct book he's looking.
他说你现在看那本书是那个马辛德尊者那个比库巴迪摩卡。 Yes, yes, yes. It's the same book.
Yorzu, same book. Yorzu. He's not there.
This kind of people.
法井尊者。
That is the Bhikkhu's manual compiled by Venerable Dhammasiri, Malaysia Dhammasiri. He compiled the Bhikkhu's manual. No?
But it is the same procedure. It is not mentioned. I don't think so.
It is. It's not mentioned. 你那书，我刚念那东西，你那书上有吗？ He said it's there.
Is there?
Mm.
Right. So then, you can read from there. He's a.
你们看这本书，就是那个。你 they are not reading the proper book, I think.
Huh?
I think they don't have the book because they didn't copy the file in their device, I think. So
you can.
你们可以看我的书。 I asked them to do communion near to me, so for them. Okay, continue.
Okay. Lucino, there is no way to transfer your file to that device.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way to transfer your file to that device.
Because his device is not a tablet, it's only a Kindle.
I don't have a computer.
Ah, okay. So then, and then the he asks. Mm-hmm. And the monk who asks, it's called the questions, Okasa Samajani, he tells, permit me.
Mm-hmm.
It is the sweeping. Mm-hmm. This means I'm going to ask about the sweeping. Samajana Karanam Katankin, as a sweeping of the depositor being carried on, he asks. So then now he asks this in order for all the monks to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because all the monks have responsibility, to know that everything is carried well, everything is done well, so that we are ready now to start the upasana.
Mm-hmm.
So if some things are missing, as of what monks should tell, this is not to be done, the other is not to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.下一句话就是问者要说的下一句话，我问者刚刚说的那个自行之后呢，他下面说那个，我卡斯萨曼加尼，萨曼加克勒南卡汤肯，然后姜哈尔解释这句那个，我卡斯萨曼加尼，我卡斯就是那个请问的意思，然后那个，然后是完萨曼加尼是一个扫地，好，那他下面他下面这块是问那个这句话，萨曼加克勒南就是萨曼加克勒南就说这个那个扫地的这个事情，扫地这个工作，卡汤这个词是已经做了，然后Kim是否那个疑问词是否的意思，那么何塞他这句话的意思就是说，请问扫帚这个地方是指扫地，就是扫帚扫地的工作已经做了吗？ 这样，然后那个张老三说，就是他说这个话的时候，其实他是说给全体僧众听的，而不仅仅是说给那个达赖人听。所以全体僧众在这个地方都有责任去确认这些事情都已经完成了。假如说有人发现这责任里边有一项没有完成，那么他有责任说出来，我这个事没有完成。
So then, the monk who replies, he can verify that everything is completed. Therefore, he replies, Samajana Karna Nitita. The sweeping is completed, so that all the monks should know that has been carried on.
There's
nothing more to be done.
然后呢，回答人说那个萨玛加德克纳尼提坦，然后那个萨玛加德克纳前面那个词，同样那个词的意思是一样的，还是说扫地这件事情尼提坦，就是说已经做了，已经完成了这样的意思。然后所有人都应该知道，就都应该确认，这个是确实是他如他说的那样，已经完成了。
So then, and then the next question about the lamp. He asked Padipoche, Padipo Jalanan Katankin. So then, has the lighting of the lamp been carried on? He asks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then, therefore now, this has also been checked.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't sit in the darkness, no?
Mm-hmm.
So then, the light has to be there.
Is that, can I say, symbolic lighting of a real lamp, or is it just a flick of a light switch?
Switch on.
Is that, do real lamps get lit, or does a light just get turned on at the wall?
Padipo can include everything. It can be any oil lamp, can be a gasoline lamp, can be an electric lamp, anything which gives light.
Okay.
So it can be also sunlight also. So therefore now the answer he is going to give It is double answer. In the sense that if there is already electric lamp, he has to tell, yes, it's completed. But if there is no sunlight and so forth, he tells there is no need of padipa, means especially this artificial light here. But sometimes also it tells now, figuratively, the sun is padipa, like figuratively, padipa means a bulb like that, who gives light, but his figurative meaning. So then usually padipa, it is something artificial light, which gives artificial light. Equipment which gives it's called artificial light. So then the replier says patipu jalana nitidan. So that is one reply. If the lighting of the lamp is completed, he has to tell like that. Mm-hmm. And he has called means it should be a lamp. It can be any other emitting source of light. Mm-hmm. So, or the other this answer, mm-hmm. is called idani pana surya lokase atita ya padipa kichan idanati.
So then, this is not available in our book. Can I see it here? Idani pana surya lokase atita. Shall I write this on the whiteboard or something? Should I write this? Because this particular stanza is not in their book, I think. So I think I should write this stanza in the on the whiteboard.
Okay, you can write.
Okay.
Monte, what is the name of this file? What is the name of this file?
I can give you file. I have it here. So what file? It is. It has been called Uposata Pupakarnadi. This is the what file? If you have a device, I can give you with. I did not bring today the other call.
No.
Yes, they are ready with me, which we can plug because it is a micro.
Is it a micro SD?
Micro SD has been said.
There is another.
There's an SD card inside.
Okay. I already explained the meaning of this sentence.
Ah, you explained it, okay.
Yes.
So then, then I will slowly do it, no? Mm-hmm. If there are gaps in between, I will, because... so then, alright, and then, therefore now we have to see according to the situation, mm-hmm. if there is darkness, if we make the opposite on a very cloudy day, mm-hmm. very black clouds and they are very dark in the room, mm-hmm. we usually light a lamp. Mm-hmm. But if it's already sunlight, mm-hmm. very sunny, it's not necessary to do so. Mm-hmm. And therefore the reply depends on the availability of light inside the room.
Okay. 江老刚刚说呢，就是说如果这个如果房间比较暗的话呢，这个场景一般情况下是需要点一个灯的。但是说如果天气比较晴朗，然后日照足够强烈的话，我们可以用刚才这句话来回答，就是因为太阳光足够，所以说我们就不需要点灯。
So the next question, the interrogator asks, it is about water in the seats. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he has to mention now, as I told you, he takes items from the stanza. The stanza mm-hmm. is the main thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he takes each item and he asks now. Udakana sanena si, he asks, asanena saha paniya paribhojaniyan udaka tapanan katankin. The water in the seats. as the preparation of the seats together with the water for drinking and using being carried on. So he asked this question. And regarding water, I explain you that alright, okay.
啊，谢谢下面这段话，接着下一句，那个下一句话是问有关于一个水的事儿。然后他首先从那个偈颂里边取了一句话，就乌德康阿斯内那阵，就是那个水以及作为，那个水以及作为，他后面他问这个问题呢，先说的作为阿斯内呢，然后萨哈是河的意思，就是并列的连词。然后帕尼是指的是饮用的，然后哈利波斯尼也指的是那个使用的，然后那个。
So therefore, the reply is to give an answer for that, whether it has been completed or not. Therefore he replies, Asanena saha paniya paribhojaniyan uddakatapana nitita. The preparation of the seeds together with the water for drinking and using is completed.
然后这回答员他又说那个作为那个以及那个饮用水使用之水都已经准备好了。 Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. So now here water it is of two kinds. Okay, it is panya one and the paribhojaniya. Panya is for drinking. And paribhojaniya what you can use it for washing the feet, maybe washing the as called any other as called usually it's for feet. Because if we, when the opposite hole we should clean the feet, no? Especially under, if there is some dust and so forth, and mud under the feet, on the soles of the feet, to be cleaned in order to enter. Therefore, it is regarding the water of feet, washing the feet.
张老刚才还有一个纯解释，就是这个帕尼，帕尼刚才说是饮用水，然后那个。 帕利波什尼，就是这个饮用水，我们这上节课已经解释过。然后这个地方是使用的水，他说主要是指那个洗脚水。他说在那个时候在这个进入这个松懈气囊之前，就是按说是应该洗一下脚的，所以这个地方要是准备一下洗脚水。OK，
说。 Okay, so then, and then taking the last part of the stanza, he asked the question, "Uposata sitani pupakarandi vuchetiki." What means these are called the what? These are called the preliminary cause for the uposata day. That's called. What does it mean? So then, so that every monk should listen and understand, that's called the meaning of that. Okay, and then, all right.
Okay, 他说那个，然后下面这个提问的人已经把这几项工作问完了，然后他最后问一句，我菩萨他是伊他尼普巴克拉南提乌切提金，然后这个，然后这句话这是这样看，就是那个第一个词乌菩萨他是和那个第三个词普巴克拉南提，就是指那个。 乌波萨他日的事前工作，然后那然后不是接下第二次就是那个这些，就是那这些那个乌波萨他日的那个事前工作，然后第四个词乌彻提是那个理解的意思，然后那个 Kim 是疑问词如何，然后他然后这个句话意思就是说，什么不是那个如何或者什么意思说是什么使这些被那个称为乌波萨他日的乌其实就是乌波萨他日的这些事前工作。
Okay. So then the reply has to answer and he gives the definition what means pupakarana. So then he tells, etani chattari vattani samajjani karanadini sankasani pattato patamankattabbata uposatase uposatakammase puppakaranandi vuchati puppakaranani akhatani. The meaning is, because these four observances, vatani means duties, here translates observance, actually duties, namely sweeping, etc., should be carried on before the assemblage of the Sangha, before the Sangha arrives inside the Uposatha hall, because it should be carried like that. They are called the preliminary course for the Uposatha day and the Uposatha ceremony. And the preliminary course have now been announced. So this is the definition what means Pupakarana. Therefore now, before the Sangha comes into the Uposatha hall, two or three or four or five, 6 months have to come together and it's called sweep and prepare the seats, bring water and all these things so that everything is ready. It's called, all right.
然后那个就张张张写的是个回答人，他是怎么回答的？然后他是那个是两那个，诶他尼查塔里瓦塔尼，他这是那个这思想工作。然后那个，萨玛加萨玛加那克尔纳这个还那个他这个很长，萨玛加那克尔纳迪尼，他是那个萨玛加那克尔纳是那个扫地的意思，阿迪尼是那个等的意思，就是他们没有一本的那个工作列举出来，就只列举了一项扫地，然后说了个扫地的，然后。 三个三尼帕特托，就是说那个僧团集会之前，僧团到来之前，那个僧团到来之前，然后下面是那个帕特曼卡特巴特，然后他就说这个是第一，就是首先应当做的一个这个意思，然后在僧团下面两个词是乌普萨塔斯。 乌波萨塔斯，乌波萨塔斯，乌波萨塔卡玛斯，那就是说是乌波萨塔日的，以及乌波萨塔日干玛的，普巴克尔南提，就是事先工作，乌彻提，就是应当这样理解，这样这个意思，就是说，那这句话，这句话把它那个整个连起来的意思就是说，扫地等着思想作物是为了乌波萨，是为了乌波那是为了乌波萨塔而那个僧团集合之前首先应当做的。 所以被称为乌波萨塔干满的事先工作，然后最后一句话，嗯，托布克尔托布克尔纳尼提，阿克塔尼，他就是那个事先工作，是那第一个是事先工作的意思，第二个词就是已经宣告的意思，然后事先工作已经宣告完毕。
So then, the next thing which has to be checked, it is about. The consent of Sikh monks who have not come. We have to know how many monks came. This is when already the monks arrive inside the Uposatha hall. Alright? So then, and we have to check how many monks they came. Are they, how many monks are present, how many absent? And these monks who are absent, did they give the consent? Did they give the purity? So then their consent means, do they agree for us to make the Uposatha on this day, or did they disagree, and so forth, these things have to be checked.
然后把这个事先工作宣告完之后呢，他这个问者要问那个乌波萨塔前义务，然后这些乌波萨塔前义务，他是应该是在那个僧团已经进入戒堂之后才能开始确认的。 然后这里边是包括那个庆典，那个青年比库的人数，然后这个没有来的比库是不是已经给予了他的抑郁和清静等等。
So then for now, the next question which the interrogator asks, it is Chanta parisudi utukanan pikuganonache ovado uposata setani pupaki chandi vuchati. He tells Pupakicha, because they are preliminary tasks, or they tell his duties, okay, preliminary tasks which have to be done, functions, how we should function as a Sangha, there are certain conditions there. Therefore, it is preliminary functions or tasks He asked about that. Therefore, he tells the consent, chanda, and purity, the parisuddhi, utukana, the announcing of the seasons or telling the seasons, pikukananache, counting the pikus, and the ovada. Ovada is the exhortation for the bhikkhunis. Okay? These are called the preliminary duties for the upasana day. So we'll explain this. Okay, you translate.
然后那个问者就开始那个一那个用基诵行持列举这个这几项义务，然后他是那个第一是那个参达帕利苏顶，就是参达帕利苏顶指的是那个愈合清净，然后乌图康呢是季节宣告，比库克那那那个这个是指那个比库人数，然后欧巴斗是指那个消解，也就是对比库尼的那个消解，然后最后那下面两句和前面那个基本一样，只不过是把那个事先工作改成了事先义务，就这样。
So now, now there are how many items here? Chanda is one, consent. Purity, parisuddhi is number two. Utukana is announcing of the season is number three. Pikuganana is the counting of the pikus, the number of pikus. And ovado, five items are there, who says will be checked. So therefore now, he takes now each item and asks the question. It's called... Now, chanta parisuddhi, chanta rahanam vikunan, chanta parisuddhi aharanam katakin. The question is, the consent and the purity, regarding consent and purity, has the, how is it called? Has the bringing of the consent and purity of the bhikkhus got deserved to give? Bringing, conveying. Has the conveying or bringing of the consent and the purity of the bhikkhus who deserve to give the consent be carried on? Now, as I explained, the bhikkhus who deserve to give the consent are mostly sink monks. Okay? So, did they give their consent? He asks. Or did the consent has been brought inside the Sangha for us to know that actually they give their consent? So, this is the question he asks.
那这样上面解释，他问的第一句是有关那个愈合清净，然后那个。 他问的是那个，前两个词，禅达禅达尔哈呢，比库呢，就是指那些应当与喻的比库。他说那应当与喻的比库，这个地方就是指那些没有到场的比库。然后他说这些没有到场比库，通常情况下是病比库。然后下面一个词，禅达，禅达帕里斯蒂阿哈呢，他这个词就是意思就是，带来愈合清净，卡坦是已完成的意思。然后king是否。
So then the reply has to reply according to the situation. So if there are, as called this, consent and purity have been brought, he has to tell yes. If not, he has to tell there is no consent here. Therefore, he tells there are two possible replies. Two possible replies. Chanda Parisuddhi. Chanda Parisuddhi Aharna Idanati.
So everybody is present, that means? Everybody is present.
Yeah, that means everybody is present or, there are no monks inside, within the monastery who have not come. Means all monks are present. Or other monks may be outside the boundary of the monastery.
Oh, okay. So I think the first sentence I have to write on the whiteboard also.
What did you do? You wipe this away?
No, the previous party, I wiped it away.
Ah, okay.
那我这句话是那个马辛德村长那本书里面没有的。他说那个他是这个，因为马辛德村长那个书里边实际上是说是因为有需要雨的话，那个马辛德村长那个说那个那本书里边说是那个雨已经带来了。但是如果说全部人都在场，没有人需要雨的话，或者说是虽然说有人缺席，但是这个缺席人的时间在界外，他不在这个寺院界限之内，那这种情况下他是不需要雨的。就因为那个病比库他之所以需要雨，他因为他还在这个寺院界内。如果说缺席这些人全部都是在界外的话，那么这种情况也不需要逾越。那么在这两种情况下，就说这句话，Chanda Parisuddhi Aharanam Idanati， 就是说，这里没有应当逾越的比库。I just explaining the meaning of this sentence.
Well, the next is Chanda Parisuddhi Aharanam Idanati. Means that if there are sick monks who have given the consent and purity, this has been completed. Therefore now you can see on the opposite day, Migoda Bandi, before, when we sit down, all the monks, after they sit on the seats, they have been prepared, no? We sit down. Then Bandi has to ask, what happened with Chanda Parisuddhi? Did anybody give the Chanda Parisuddhi? So as soon as we sit on the seats, so all the monks in the assembly of the posada hall, Bandi Migoda has to ask, did anybody bring his Chanda Parisuddhi? So, is anybody who is sick? And so on. Then you can hear sometimes noise. Yes, Bandi, that monk so and so and so, he gives Chanda Parisuddhi. Then again from another corner, another monk and so on. Yes, this part. Sometimes, opposite day, about 5-6 Chanda Parisuddhi they give. Monks who do not come. So even the last opposite day, about 5 monks, they give each other Parisuddhi. Therefore now, not only Sikh monks, there are other monks, for example, who have to give a Dhamma talk. Because on opposite day, there are lay people arriving here. And then some monks give Dhamma talks, they can't participate in the posada. So they have to give the Chanda Parisuddhi, and then only go and give the Dhamma talk. So in the absence. That has to be done before the posada starts.
Okay. 张老刚才说，你比方说在龙树林这个做着诵戒仪式，大家可以看到这个，当所有比库坐下之后，然后米国的长老呢，他就会问大家，那个是你们今天有没有人与了愚和清净？然后就看到有些带来这个愚和清净的人，他就说啊，对，某那个今天要带来愚和清净。然后他说有的时候一个乌波萨他日里边可能有五六个人那个带来愚和清净。他说上一个乌波萨他就有五个人那个带来愚和清净。然后他说他说这些缺席的带来愚和清净的需要雨遇，然后缺席这些比库呢，他说一种情况是刚才说那种病比库，再一种就是说因为乌波萨他日里边一般很多居士会来，所以这个时候需要有人去给开示。那给开示的人他就不能参加乌波萨他，那他需要在给开示之前先把自己的愈合清净给另一个比库，这样。刚才这个流程需要在这个那个送这个送巴迪莫卡之前完成。So he's asking, besides these two reasons of being sick and giving Dhamma talk, is there any other possible reason for a monk who does not join this uposatha? And if there is such monk, how are we going to deal with them? Like that.
So the reason is some monks, they get angry, for example. So then because they got angry with somebody else, so they don't like to come inside the uposatha and to look to the face of the other monk. So, and then he tells, I will stay behind. And he gives Chanda Parisuddhi not because he is sick, physically, because he is mentally sick. So then, sick means, because anger can make somebody sick, no? It can produce fever. It's on mind. So this can be a reason, but it is not a valid reason. It's not a valid reason.
Then how are we going to deal with such people?
So of course, now you can't deal actually, because these monks actually, even sick monks, some monks who are sick, they take some pretext, a fever like that, and so the thing is, because they are actually lazy. So they think, oh, I got a little fever today, I will rest. So they don't come. It is just a pretext. So of course now, if they do like that without any serious reason, it's dukkha for them. So they have to be reminded now for now in during Vinaya classes, it means a thorough explanation of the Vinaya Pitaka. If we go, we can see how the Buddha also explains about the things. That the commentators explain what are the sicknesses one should have, in order to escort, not just a simple fever or like, my ear is paining, I have to apply some cream. So there is a good time not to go for the posada. So these are just excuses. It is might be some serious reasons when you can't sit down. Now, for example, monks who have a leg problem, so. Or it means they feel feverish, sometimes shivering. So it might be some very serious reasons, you know, to be exempted from dukkha offense.
So,
from offense, it means if you just fake it, of course it is dukkha for you.
But for example, just now as you mentioned, a monk who got absent from this ceremony due to anger, does that incur dukkha offense?
Because he has no physical ailment like that. Because now we what means gila no means it is physically sick. It is called in the suttas the Buddha tells there are two kinds of people who are sick. Sick people. It's called one who is physically sick, who has physical ailment, and one is mental sick. Because of his greed, of anger, all these things. That is in a figurative speech. But in ordinary and Vinaya text and so forth, we don't have this kind of figurative meanings and so forth, metaphorical meanings. We mean it really sick physically. You can't sit on your seat for a long time because of you have some ailment. It might, that is the correct word, ailment. You have to have some ailment, physical ailment, so that you can't sit on your seat. So I can see now, if you are angry, you want to see the face of another man, you just turn your eyes, that's it. So then, turn your eyes in different direction. But that is no excuse for you not to come. Therefore now, the main reason is actually is that there are also other reasons. Sick is one, sickness is one, to give a Dhamma talk is one. But there will be dangers. Dangers like, for example, while one wants to come from Anso Kuti, there may be some days there are a lot of elephants coming. Especially, and one knows that if I come in that time, there will be danger that there will be some attack from elephants. Therefore, before that, in the morning, he can give the consent to the bhikkhu, to a bhikkhu. So what until, I'm not sure coming because if I come, I might account elephants like it. So that is one because of tension. So then, of course, these are exceptions, very rare cases. But this can be done. It can be in any case. It should be some serious reasons. It's not just a small pretext, and I can't come, which actually to cover up on some laziness, or like I find some pretext.
Zhang老刚才说的，就是说这个。合理的理由就是有效的理由呢，他除了刚才说的那个病和那个开始之外，还有一种就是那个障碍，就是说比方说你在乌波萨萨日前一天，你已经知道，就是说如果明天我去参加僧协的话，我的路上很容易遇到大象，然后那这种情况下，你知道有障碍，你可以在事先你那个第二天早晨还没出门，那是第二天早晨大象还没来的时候，你应该告诉另外一个宾客，我有病，我不能去，那这种是必要的障碍，这种是可以的。然后关于这个病，这张老刚才解释一下，他说。这个病呢，有些人可能是没病装病，他就是懒得去，他没病装病，这是一种所谓的病人。那还有一种所谓的病人呢，就是说有些人他比方说跟某个人产生矛盾，对某个人生气，他就跟这个人说，我不愿参加五菩萨，因为我去五菩萨，我就看到那个人，看到那个人我就想走。所以说这也是一种所谓的病，但是长老说像这种像刚刚说这两种情况，那个是因为懒或者说因为愤怒，不愿意去的话，这种其实是犯恶作的，他不是真正的律藏里边所谓的病。尽管 what happened?
Okay, great. Yes, go for the word.
尽管佛陀在我解释完啊，就是尽管佛陀在经藏里边说病有两种，有身病有心病，心病也包括那个贪嗔痴造成的病，但是他说这是经藏里边一种比喻。律藏里边说的这个病呢，它就是指身体里边的病，而且就是这个地方所说的病，还是就是导致你不能参加乌菩萨的这种严重疾病，比方说你做不下来，或者说其他，或者说你严重发烧，这种病，就是导致你不能参加乌菩萨的病，那才是这个地方说的真病。否则你只是找个借口的话，或者说你只是因为你心里边产生某种烦恼的话，那这个是犯恶作。如果你因为这个原因不去的话，
恶作，
对，犯恶作。
恶作是要忏罪
吗？要忏。
他们长老会来找你的，不来的话，
我帮你问。
还有一个就是某些地方他忘记了什么，也没有在你介绍这个东西。
啊，我帮你问。So he's asking that. So for those monks who pretend that they're sick, and for those monks who forgot what's the day.So for these two reasons, if they were absent and didn't give the Chandan Parisuddhi, so how are they going to be dealt with their offense?
If there is an offense for them?
Yes, because obviously in these two cases, that incurs a dukkha apati, whether it's because of forgetfulness or it is because of their laziness or defilements, that incurs dukkha apati. Mm.
Forgetfulness is not included, because forgetfulness means it's no intention of forgetfulness to be absent, no.
Mm-hmm.
He did not know that he's supposed to day to day, let's see.
Uh-huh.
There are some monks like that.
So in such case, there is no...
Then it's no offense, no offense. It's no offense in that case.
Yes.
Because there is no intention just mm-hmm. to create a situation like that
uh-huh.
oneself.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for the other monks who give a pretext like that,
mm-hmm.
just small pretext,
mm-hmm.
that's called, that is dukkata for them.
Uh-huh.
Dukkata for them. Now, the Sangha can't do anything against them. Okay,
uh-huh.
the Sangha means they can't tell him, okay, they can tell him you have fallen into dukkata offense because of this small thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the option is now for him to just go and confess it.
Uh-huh.
To get rid of this offense.
Mm-hmm.他说是这样，说如果是因为忘的话，这个是无罪的。如果是因为忘了乌波萨他日的话，这个是无罪，因为你没有，
也不要忏罪的。
因为这个是无罪，因为你确实没有那个东西，你的东西不是来逃掉这个乌波萨他。对，那些明知故犯，就是说那个因为懒或者是因为心理烦恼不去的人，他说这个是犯恶作的话，他说那个僧团可以派完通知，就是你这个很可能是犯了恶作，然后。那对你先你再来忏一罪，然后他如果想清净自己的罪的话，他应该主动找人忏自己的罪，对不对？
而且我不是他错过时间不能进去了，就是直接回去了，晚了时间过了。
So he's asking. So for example, if a monk got late, arrived late at the Upasada hall, then what should he do?
So then.He can come and participate.
He can
come and participate.
Uh-huh.
So then, therefore, but in that moment and so forth, the reciter has to stop for a moment.
Stop
and so forth that a monk is coming.
Uh-huh.
So then and he can join. There's no problem.
So after he's sit down, then we can resume the process.
Yes, he can just stop in the moment the reciter already stopped. For example, if already finished Sangha, he says, Aniyata, and so forth, he has stopped somehow.
Uh-huh.
So then, in that moment, if another monk,
uh-huh.
as soon as he sees, he has to stop.
Uh-huh.
The moment he is, until he sits down
uh-huh.
to be Hatapasa.
Uh-huh.
Once he comes into Hatapasa
uh-huh.
within the hand's reach,
uh-huh.
then he can resume.
Uh-huh.
Reciting again, not uh-huh. from the beginning, from the point he stopped.
So it's not necessary when the monk sits down. It's just he reached the distance of Hatapasa, that is enough.
That is the condition.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called, once he already sits within Hatapasa,
mm-hmm.
then the reciter has to resume from the point he stopped.
Mm-hmm.他说是这样的，这个迟到的人也可以参加乌波萨他，但是这个问题是，就是但是是这样，就是那个送戒的人看到那个人进来的时候，他就应该暂停，然后等那个人到他的那个座到他的座位，然后他到的那个位置已经是在这周围的一臂之内的，周围人的一臂之内的时候，他可以就可以重新在他原来暂停的地方重新开始送，不是那个就继续开始送就可以了。
他坐的座位是原本就比他接纳的大小要还，而不是坐在最后面。
So he's asking. So he's asking about the seats because the mark may be senior than the other marks, but the seat is not preserved for him. So therefore, he has to come to the last of the sangha, or he has to go to his original preserved seat or something.
So once it happens like that, that monk who was late was a senior monk. So then, therefore now, we have to shift to get up and so forth and give a seat for him, uh-huh, according to seniority. Uh-huh. It took about 5 minutes, uh-huh, so, that, so to do so. Therefore, you have consideration for that. Actually, if he's senior monk, of course, we have to do so. Uh-huh. So we can't tell him go out. So then, okay, we have to do so. But junior monks who arrive and so forth, they can somehow sit on the corner with others. For example, now this monk is like that. Uh-huh. He can sit that side instead of going somehow in the middle of other monks. Uh-huh. So that is allowed for junior monks. So then, not to confuse the sangha. No, yeah, everybody has to get up and so forth, and then a new seat has to be, and it's in the middle of the row. That is.
他说这个，他们就是一般还是看那个戒腊的高低。如果这个人戒腊高，是个长老的话，那个他们还是让你出来，每个人动。他说之前发生过这种事，然后一个戒腊高的长老来晚了，然后就是动了大概5分钟才把那个座位动好。那如果说只是一个下座的话，那他来的时候他可以坐一边角落里，可以没必要会
费功夫。
对对对。
所以就一两个戒腊的就坐动。
对对对对对对。对对对。
So then, one more thing to tell you this, let's say.Here we start the Uposatha in now, Yane, mm-hmm, by 3 o'clock now. Mm-hmm. If one wants to give his Chandak Parisuddhi, mm-hmm, his consent, mm-hmm, one has to do it
before 3 o'clock.
Before the Patimokkha starts. Uh-huh. So therefore, even early morning is okay. Mm-hmm. After dawn, mm-hmm, means any time after dawn, you can do it.
Okay.
Because one knows he is not coming. But in the same time, he will be within the monastery.
Pardon?
That's right. He is not coming, uh-huh, but he will be within the boundary of the monastery.
Uh-huh.
So therefore now, and he can give it early morning, mm-hmm, maybe during breakfast time, after breakfast time, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, this consent is valid for that particular day.
Yes, yes, yes.
He can't give it on the previous day.
Uh-huh.他说关于雨这件事呢，就是你不能隔天雨，比方说是那个今天送信，你不能在前一天雨。他说这个那个雨的有效时间是指送信日这一天的明相，一直到这个送信开始之前这段时间雨是有效的。你一般比方说你在境内不参加送信的话，你可以在大清早日雨，就是明相一过你就可以找个人雨。你雨不能隔天雨，就是你雨有效时间是指明从送戒日之前明相一直到那个送戒开始这段时间，在这段时间的雨是有效的。就是你可以在一般来说呢，明相一过大清早你就可以雨。
到了一个新的寺院，那个新的寺院的原著已经送完戒了。那么，这个旅行僧团到那个僧团送戒应该怎样做
？So he's asking that, for example, if a group of more than 4 monks is traveling to another monastery, so when they arrive at that monastery, they found that it is Uposatha day, and this Uposatha has already been finished.Their Uposatha has already been finished. So what should this group of monks do in such situation?
So in that case now, they can give their Parisuddhi. Parisuddhi to the other monks. They have to declare the Parisuddhi to the other monks.
Parisuddhi only? No,
Parisuddhi
no
only.
Okay.
They don't need to make a new Uposatha because they are guest monks now.
Uh-huh.
The Uposatha is already finished.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore they have to confess any offense they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to approach the other Sangha members,
mm-hmm,
and then they give the Parisuddhi to them.
Okay.
They have to tell Parisuddhi Ahana, also Parisuddhi Mandaret, each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, or they can, this is the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So that the monks who are residents should know that these monks who arrive now, they are pure,
mm-hmm,
in the Sila.
Mm-hmm. 张老师是这样，就是说，就像这种情况呢，这个新道这个四个人以上僧团，他不需要首先做一次菩萨，也不需要语句，他只需要那个先那个像那个他原住那个僧团忏罪，忏罪之后语清净，就是说如果有罪的话，就是那个忏罪，忏罪之后语清净，然后这个原住僧团需要确认他们已经是无罪，是清净就可以了。
So there are other cases also. Let's see, the monks who are resident monks, they are just 4 months. But the guest monks who arrive about 10, 20, in that case the Buddha tells they have to do the upasatha from the very beginning.
Okay.
Yes, because the exit number, the majority is those monks who did not participate in the upasatha at all. Therefore they have to start from the beginning.
他说如果新道僧团比原住僧团人数多的话，那就要重新开始做五个三藏。
原住的僧团，他这里的当中，他原住的僧团已经很远了，他怎么向原住的僧团请教？
不是，他是说已经到了之后，就到了之后就是上三藏。
那原住的僧团上三藏是到了那个原来住的就是
他去了新道的那个。
So such cases are covered in the end of the Upasa chapter. There is a Mahavaka, the book Mahavaka. It covers many, many cases like that. So then how to deal with such situations? It depends on the number of the monks. For the residents, how many the residents are, how many the guest monks are, and so forth. And,
律藏里边大品的那个布萨品，他说有这专门有这样讲布萨他的，然后那他说这些具体情况往往和这个原住僧团和新道僧团人数有关，根据不同人数情况，那个有不同处理办法，大家可以详细参考那个大品。
There are also cases when sometimes the Patimokkha they already started it and then the guest monks arrive. If they are less, they are more. As called, the resident monks called how to deal with it. Sometimes half the body monks are recited, and then the guest monks arrive. If they are more or less, how to deal with the situation? If as called, they already finish the body monk, and then the number of monks who arrive less or more, how to deal with the situation? As called, the
他说大厅里面，他分几种情况解释。比方说，就是说当时那个原住的僧团人正在诵戒，然后那个新来的僧团人数比原住僧团多怎么办？人数比原住僧团少怎么办？然后还有就是说，这个原住僧团那个人僧戒已经结束了，然后新来僧团人数比人多怎么办？人数比人少怎么办？那个大厅里面都有详细解释。
So now the next question, which the interrogator asks, is about the number 2 of the item of this stanza. The stanza says Santa Parisuddhi, we finish that. Then he asks this third item, which is Utukan. Utukan is about the announcement of the season. As called, he tells Utukanan, Hemanda Dinan, Tinan Utunan, Ettakan Atikantan, Ettakan Avasitanti, Evan Utu Achikanan Katankin. The meaning is telling or announcing the seasons of the 3 seasons, winter, etc., so much has passed and so much remains. As such announcement of the season being carried on, he asks. So then, therefore now, here it is, the main question is about the time. Now, we want to make the supposita, and we must know what is the season we're in order to make the supposita. So then, okay, you can tell it.
然后那个下面那个问者第三个问题是包括那个是关于这个季节的问题。他是那个季节宣告，那个然后他第一个词就是季节宣告，这个季节宣告这个词它是从那个偈颂里边来的。然后第二个词，Hemanta Dina 就是指那个冷季或者说寒季等。然后下面词，Tinang Utunang 它是指那个三个季节，合起来就是冷季等三个季节。下面两个词。Itakan Atikantan 有多少多少已经过去了，然后 Itakan Avasitanti 就是有多少多少还剩下，那这句话合起来的意思就是说，冷季等三个季节有多少已经过去了，有多少还剩下来，然后是 Evan 像这样的，然后 Utu Achikanan 就是那个季节宣告， katan kim 就是那个 是否已经做了，所以但这句话是这个意思。
Now regarding the seasons,、mm-hmm. in different parts of the world, that as called the people divide the season under as called under different categories.、
Mm-hmm.
Now here in Southeast Asia,、
mm-hmm.
they are divided into three categories called.They will have three seasons, like、
mm-hmm.
that means winter, hemanda,、
mm-hmm.
and then we have the summer, which is hot season,、
mm-hmm.
that's called, and then the vasana, which is rainy season.、
Mm-hmm.
So there are three main seasons. Of course, these seasons also are sub seasons also. They divide into sub seasons.、
Mm-hmm.
We take the three seasons, the main three seasons.、
Mm-hmm.
So in China, probably there are, as called, more seasons. There's spring, and there's autumn, that like in Europe like that. So there are how many? How many seasons?
Four seasons.
Four seasons, okay. So therefore now you must know that now this division is the main division about the seasons. And you must know now in which season of the year we make the supposata day. That's why he asked about the time.
嗯，张老刚才说呢，就是说那个，就在世界各国里边，这个关季节划分呢，可能有不同的方式。像中国和欧洲，一般可能都分成四个季节。就是在南亚地区，一般把一年分为三个季节，就是那个 Hemant 冷季、Gimha 的热季和那个 Vasan 雨季，就这样。我们在做波萨的时候，必须知道我们现在是波萨的日子哪个季节。
So then the reply has to tell.Actually, now to reply is not so easy because one must know what the seasons are, and we're going to explain about these things when we're going to explain what opposata means, how many opposatas each season has, and how the opposata are counted. So then, therefore, we must know the calendar. It is regarding this is about calendar. So.Okay.
张老说他这个对这个问题的回答不是那么简单，就是回答的人他必须知道这个历法，关于历法呢，就是你要知道这个，要知道这个，不但要知道这一年季节，而且还要知道他这个一个季节里边这个窝在这个几个月里边是怎么分配的。
So then the reply says, Utunida panasasane hemanda gimha vasana anandvasena tini hondi ayan hemanda utu.Gimhana utu vasana utu. Now, it's called, okay, I will read, I'll explain, no? Imasmin utumhi atta oposata, imina pakena eko oposato sampato, tve oposata atikanta, pancha oposata vasita. The meaning is, in this dispensation, in the Buddha's dispensation, there are three seasons, namely winter, summer, and rainy season. This is the winter, or the summer, or the rainy season.In this season, there are eight opposatas. With this fortnight, means in this phase of the moon, Pakka, it is the phase of the moon, one opposata has arrived, two opposata days have already passed, and five opposata days are remaining.
Okay. 张老师解释那个回答那个人他说的道理。But in your book, that is five opposites remaining, no? In this book, it says the four opposites, because the Pali word they use is chataru, so it doesn't matter, no? I will just explain according to chataru.
Okay, never mind. Okay. That's called, okay. If you put, that's called, okay.
Okay, okay. I will explain like that. 他说这个巴利语是这样解释，他说那个前三个词 ,utuni dan panasasana, 就是这个叫法中的季节。然后有那个，它下面列那些烈日季节的名称，黑芒它gimha vasana呢，它是那个冷季、热季和雨季。然后是 vasana tini 一共有三个那个季节。然后呢，他说如果现在是冷季，你就说 ayan hemant utu。然后如果现在是热季，就是 ayan gimha utu。如果是雨季的话，就是 ayan vasana utu。然后他说那个。现在，然后比方说，如果说，然后在一个季节里边有八个乌菩萨他日，第一句话的意思就是，asmin utumhi 就是在这个在一个季节里边， 有阿特是八的意思，然后我不菩萨他是那个是那个不不不菩萨日，啊，如果有日月可能会有十个是那个十个菩萨他日，所以那个地方上面有那块儿里边写个 das 就是十的意思，然后嗯，以 mina pakin 就是在这个半月，但在这个半月当中，嗯 ，eko eko 菩萨都三菩提，就是已经过一次无菩萨他已经到来了，然后下面那句话呢，嗯。他又不是他阿迪康塔，就是他又是三的意思。那个三个不是他是那个还没有来，不是那个不是那个三个不是他是已经过去了。然后最后是他塔罗菩萨的阿瓦西塔，就是指这个还剩四个不是他是塔罗是四的意思。
Alright, so then.We'll go through it and explain later about these things because they are how to count the posadas and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So mm-hmm. the next is about Bhikkhu Ganana, about the counting of the monks.
Mm-hmm.
So then therefore the interrogator mm-hmm. has to ask, Bhikkhu Ganana, che, imasmino posatage sanipatitana bhikkhuna ganana kittaka bhikkhu hundi. Now counting the bhikkhus, how many bhikkhus are assembled in this posada hall?
Mm-hmm.
So we must know the presence of the bhikkhus. So precondition is that, what's called, now the number of bhikkhus change, the resident bhikkhus, they are sometimes guest monks.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, and we have to know the number of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.张老刚才说，对，像刚才那个无波萨他日，那个具体的计量方法，我们在以后课程里边会解释。然后下面我们还是接着讲这个问答，这个问答下一个问题就是指那个计算那个比库人数，然后那个这句话的意思，比库甘拉拿这是那个比库人数是从那个计算里边来的，然后伊玛斯明无波萨他给那萨尼帕提塔纳，他是指那个在这个无波萨他堂里边集会的，然后那。比库南格纳纳，这个是那个比库人数。然后，下最后也是个疑问句 ，Kita kan biku hundi 有多少个比库？他说，因为这个比库人数在不停的变，因为有时候克比库等等，所以说这个比库人数一定要问。
Therefore, here also in now you know the Bosat day.、
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we sit on the seat,、
mm-hmm.
so Migodabande.As I told you, ask first about what the Chanda Parisuddhi has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
It's called from Bhikkhus who are sick. The second question is to ask, how many monks are there?
Mm-hmm.
Because you must know before we start. So usually, we can, if there are few monks, you can count it by your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but if the hall is full of monks,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult to count.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the method they developed is that each monk who arrives, that's called, as soon as he enters up on the step, there is a box there. And he has to take a ticket like that, a small card, which is a number, and put in the box. And then, ultimately, these cards are actually from the, it starts from the small numbers, from one, it starts from one, and they are on a pin like that. So then you take the upper card and then it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. And we can know what is the last number.
Mm-hmm.
How many monks there are there? It can be about 100 cards like that, or 150 cards. Then each monk who has to come has to take one small, this card and put in a box. The first monk who comes to pay number one, the name is called, and then the next is number two, number three, and so forth. And then this will go.Up to, let's see, if there are 100 monks, then we have, the last card will show about, let me see, 100, or 99 for example, or 90, so like that. From that on, you will know how many monks already arrived in the Uposatha hall.
Why is 99, not 100? 100,
no, 100, let me see.
Other way around, if it shows card 100, then there are 99 monks, surely?
So if it shows 100, As called the number, it means 99 monks already are inside the hall. So, because the last card has not been taken by anybody. This is where it goes. So, then, anyway, this is system here. Of course, sometimes it works, sometimes that don't work, because sometimes monks forget. Uh-huh. Therefore, Migodaman, he has to tell, is anybody who did not put the cart on the box? So you can see sometimes 4 or 5 monks, they get up to, to put the cart in the box because they've forgotten. So they sit on the seat, but that is gone.
What do they do at very big monasteries like Paok, where there are hundreds and hundreds of monks?
So in Paok Center, when I was, they have to tell about 3-4 Burmese monks to get up. Now, they have rows, no? The rows are divided into A, B, C, D. All right? And then there is called, and then there is another row again, A, B, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, and these monks have to sit within this row. All the monks have to sit in a row. You can't, as called, I can't do your A. And then they see A, and they see number 1. Okay, you are within that A, that range. So, and then, 2-3 Burmese monks have to get up on hands to cover from A, B, C, D. As called. One monk is to count from A, B, C, D, how many monks are there. The other monks from D, E, F, G, as called, they have to count from that. And the other monk, as called, like that. So then they count, the first monk who counts, he tells, I count so many monks. Then the other monks who count have so many monks. And the other monks, they add everything together. And they know this is the number of monks. But when these monks have to go, they have to go touch each monk, tick, 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 like that. So then they know the number is there. And this takes time, sometimes 10 minutes, 15 minutes to do this. So then.
Even though they sit in perfect rows and that's exactly 20 in a row.
Yeah, actually they already tell the monks, so that's called, don't exceed. There are some rows like that, all the lines on the floor.
I mean, it's a perfect row.
They try to make, but sometimes you never know, because now, especially junior monks, they are congested and so on, they try to be more monks sitting, not samana, samana in the club, junior monks who have been newly ordained, so they come to close as possible, closer to each other as possible. Or they are too far sometimes. They don't know that they have to, they should not leave gaps in between. Therefore now the monks who have to come, they have to check if there are gaps in between the monks also. Because you can't see, from here you can't see. If you look like that, you can't see, you can see only heads. But if you go close, one monk is missing. There's a gap there. So therefore now these Burmese monks, they have to go run like that, tick, tick, tick.
And touch their body parts.
Means they don't touch, but they just, they just, sometimes they have to touch.
Okay.
So, For practical reasons, they have to remind, okay, if we count 10, the 10th month they have to touch. Then again 10, the 10th month they have to touch. Or 5, they touch. So then they have to remember 5 months if, it's called, already counted. Another 5 may be counted. Another 5 may be counted. So it's easy to remember.
So then, 那在龙树林呢，他说那个三泉寺三尊之后呢，密古长老他刚才说他问第一个问题是那是不是有人带来那个有和清净，然后后面第二个问题就是问这个那个僧团里边人数，他说那个因为有些人他可能忘了去那个他进济公菩萨堂的时候他可能忘了放那个数字签。 而那个他说如果说那个出这个数字签的话，他就是看那个他扔的那个数字签那个柜上，最后显示出来那个最大的号码来减去一，就是这里边这现在乌萨坦里边所有的比库人数。 然后他说，像帕奥这种，就是像帕奥中心这种，那个僧人是特别多的，他可能会把那个乌萨坦僧人不同区域，然后在不同区域里边，安排一个数量人，那个清点各自区域里边这个比库人数，最后再把比库人数加起来，就这样。然后他清点的时候可能是五个五个清点，十个十个清点，并以此计，这样。Now
the next item the educator has to ask about the Ovada. Ovada is the exhortation to the bhikkhunis. As I told you yesterday about this item, already we explained this, Bodhiras, that's called. We have already explained all these words yesterday. We just only to see how actual, as called, the actual procedure takes place, or the dialogue between the monks and so on. So, as I explained yesterday, this ovada, it is regarding the bhikkhunis, which are not present, as called, nowadays. So, and but it, where, the Buddha's time, when they are present, there was a duty for bhikkhus to give the exhortation to the bhikkhunis. Also a duty for bhikkhunis to come and ask for the exhortation. So every Bodhisattva day. So then we have this still in our books, although it is of no use anymore. So we have it just in the text, we have to recite it just for because it is in the text. That is
traditional reasons.
Yeah, it is traditional. So then, therefore, he asks, "Ova do pikoninan ova do data bok dinokin." The instruction, or exhortation for the bhikkhunis, as the exhortation of the bhikkhunis be given. As the exhortation of the bhikkhunis be given. Okay, okay.
然后那个就是张老师，因为在佛陀时代呢，因为有比库尼僧团，而比库尼僧团他有那个在每个菩萨日线那个像比库修教界，然后作为比库僧团呢，他也有像对对比库尼教界这样的义务。所以说这个地方还问一下那个对比库尼教界是否已经做好？虽然我们现在都知道就是比库尼僧团已经不存在了，但是出于对传统的尊重，我们还是保留这个问答。然后那个他是现在解释那个问题，欧巴德就是来自那个寄送的那个教界。然后要下一个词。比库尼南欧巴德就是对比库尼的教界，达特布是应当给予的意思，就是说那个应当给予比丘尼，这句话意思是应当给予比丘尼教界。然后下一个词 dino 已经给予 king 是否就是是否已经给予 ？OK， 把那一个肯定。
OK， so then the reply says， 이단에파나타사나티타야소체오바두일나티 ，because there are no bhikkhunis now， there is also no exhortation。
How many thousand years have they been saying that, Bhante? Huh? How many thousand years have they been saying that?
Probably it is one half thousand years. Probably one half thousand years.
One and half?
Something like that. I don't know, maybe less, I don't know.
Yeah, less, I think less.
So then,
because
now the Buddhist dispensation is we have reached 2,000 years now?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, about 1,000 years.
Yes, 1,000 years.
1,000 years.
That could
be. But in some monasteries can be longer.
Pardon?
In some monasteries can be longer because now
oh,
also,
yes, yes.
Called, now these bhikkhunis, they've been concentrating in big monasteries.
Uh-huh.
Even here in Sri Lanka, they will not go in remote monasteries.
Uh-huh.
Usually around the cities.
Uh-huh.
Because they will get support from there. But in rural areas and so forth, it was almost impossible for bhikkhunis to stay because there was no support. It's called the rich people who are in the cities, no?
Uh-huh.
They will support the Sangha, like kings, ministers, or some intellectuals and so forth, doctors, or some like very affluent people who have been in the city. Therefore, the bhikkhuni Sangha will be very easily supported in such areas for the affluent people. But in rural and so forth, it will be something rare.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I'm telling you, therefore, in some monasteries, it will be longer than 1,000 years.
Okay. 他说那个比库尼又分成可能在斯里兰卡那个消失超过1000年了，但是那个就消失大概有1000年。他说可能在农村地区可能消失时间可能比1000年还要多，因为他说传统上在佛教历史上的话，那个斯里兰卡的比库尼僧团大都集中在城市附近，因为那个城市附近那个富人以及那个国王大臣以及那个其他有影响力的人比较多一点，就这些人他们又愿意资助比库尼僧团。然后在农村地区的话，比库尼僧团很难得到资助，所以说在农村地区可能那个比库尼僧团消亡的时间还要更长一些。
So then the next item he has to ask is about what means pupakitya or preliminary tasks or functions. That's called So then he tells, Uposata Setani Pupaki Chandi Vuchati. What means this? These are called the preliminary duties or tasks for the Uposatha day. So then, and the answer is, Etani Panchakamani Chandaharana Dini Patimukku Desato Patamangattabhata Uposatha se Uposatha Kamma se Pupakichani Vuchati Pupakichani Iti Akatani. Because these five Vinaya acts, Panchakamani, okay, you can tell Vinaya acts, it is the Vinaya, what Vinaya is not there, but these acts or actions or, okay, these acts, namely the bringing of the consent, etc., should be carried on before the recitation of the Patimokkha. Therefore, they are called preliminary duties for the Uposatha day and the Uposatha ceremony. And the preliminary duties have now been announced. Okay, it makes clear that before we start the recitation of the Patimokkha, these have to be checked. These duties have been carried on, as of or not.
然后，那就张老刚才那个，他首先把那个关于比库尼的问题，他那回答者，他说就是那个。 因为现在那个现在比库尼僧团已经不存在了，所以不被他们归于交界。然后他是想下一个问题，就是什么是这些为称为乌波萨萨前义务，然后这句话和前面刚才那个什么是什么是乌波萨萨的实现工作，又让人相似的，就是把那个实现工作这个词换成了实现义务而已，就是把那个普波克勒那换成了普波克场，其他词都是一样的。然后那个回答那个人，他是这样那个诶塔尼潘彻卡玛尼，但是指那个这五项干嘛，实际上是干嘛？他这个三，他这地方是卡玛，就是那个。 干嘛的意思就是它是就也不是也那就是指这一义务，它是把它看作一种干嘛。然后它下面那个禅达哈尔那迪尼就是指那个带来玉等，然后下一个词帕提木库迪斯托就是在送巴迪摩哈之前，然后那个帕他们卡塔巴塔就是事先应做的，然后那个。
Is there any of these preliminaries that can actually cause a stumbling block to the Uposatha? Cannot the Uposatha continue because one of these preliminaries has not been properly completed?
Yes, for example, now, if we still we don't have the number of monks, we are not clear about the number. You can't make the recitation of it. Therefore, now we have to wait, count again and again. Sometimes mistakes are made. Even here also, we discover last time that some monk has not give his number, or like that. So therefore, we have to wait that monk scholar. Sometimes also. For example, with this giving consent or parisuddhi, right? So this is a little bit tricky thing, because now here also, how to explain this? We'll explain about the sima. What means sima? Boundary, okay? Now usually you have this baddha sima, this bound boundary. We put stones around, right? So any monks who come within that stones, the area and so forth, it's called, if they are outside the hands reach, they can cause a problem for the Vinaya Kamma to take place, for the recitation of the Patimokkha. Therefore, we must make sure that all the monks who are within the boundary, they are not beyond Hatapasa. Okay, they have to come Hatapasa. So therefore now, but other monks who do not come, if they are outside the boundary, who don't mind? Because that is a different boundary.
It carries on.
It carries on, I suppose. But the way they do here, it is they want also the other monks who are outside the boundary to come. Okay, they think if you don't do so, then it is the opposite ceremony not valid. So, which is a misconception, because it is a slight misinterpretation of the Pali texts. Mm-hmm. Now, because the Buddha tells, there is a Pali text which says that, it's called, regarding the Mahasima, Mahasima is because they are unbound Sima, means mm-hmm. a very large Sima, mm-hmm. which about, let me show on 2 kilometers, large. And so, therefore, monks who are far away, if they don't come, we have to wait till they come. Therefore, if they can't come, monks who aren't sick, yeah, they can't come. So, for some reason, because they, what's called, if they're carrying them away, it's very dangerous for them to come. The whole Sangha has to go to here, to the place, and make the posada there. So therefore, in that area which is unbound area, so therefore there are complications. Which, because of Fan Singh Mang, now the whole Sangha has to go, maybe travel to the end of the Malaysia, which may be 2 kilometers.
To that monk's place?
To that monk's place, to make a posada.
Okay.
And taking this as a reference, sometimes some monks think that we can't carry the posada ceremony even within the bound boundary, which was stones, without taking the as called consent of another monk who is sick. So therefore, if that sick monk has not come, we have to wait sometimes here till he comes. We have to send another monk to go and call him. For example, if a monk has not come, has not given his consent, mm-hmm. and not giving his consent, so we can't carry the posada, they think, because without it is not, actually it's not legal, according to the Vinaya, mm-hmm. to carry the posada without the consent of a monk who is already present within the vihara, mm-hmm. as called, within the boundary, of the stones, no? So, therefore, but some monks, they interpreted that even without, outside the boundary, that can interfere with the Vinaya. So then, and it happened here several times. So, for example, a monk who is up on the mountain, he forgot some reason to come. And then what to do? You can't stop. You can't continue the Vasa. Then they will send another monk, small monk, to go and climb up on the mountain and call that monk to come or to give his consent. Otherwise, you can't start. And in such situation, what happens is what to do now? It takes sometimes half an hour, 45 minutes to wait for such procedure to take place. And what to do? Then we go to the bandit, okay, meditate. Then all the monks meditating now in the posada, waiting for that monk to come or to get the consent.
He becomes very famous after that posada.
Famous?
This monk becomes famous.
Yeah. Because he gets the enmity of other monks. So then, therefore now, which is not the case, I mean now, because this is a bound boundary already, and according to the Vinaya, we don't need to worry so much for monks who already have not arrived or forgotten or have not given a consent for some reason. So then, this is done in Park Center also, which is even larger, this one. So they can't wait, for example, for a monk who is somehow lost in the forest to find him.
6 kilometers away.
So then they just start. And this is actually nothing against the Vinaya, because you have a bound boundary. So, Migoda Bande sometimes also, now for example, monks from Matali, no? They also come. So, if he knows that a monk from Matali did not come, he tell, we don't care. So then, let's start as well. Because he knows that actually, it's not so bad to start the Vinaya Karma because there is already bound boundary. There are stones around. That means we put the stones to indicate that we are separate from the any other areas, surrounding areas. So any monks who are in the surrounding areas, we are not going to affect our Vinaya Karma. That is the main purpose of bound boundary. We explain when we come about Sima, explains about Sima, mm-hmm. how it is done. in order to prevent all these troubles. So this is the most convenient way today to make a bound boundary of stones. So, and we can limit our area and come together, make the Vinayakama, and make sure that nobody is within the stones. That is very easy to control. But what happens? Other stones, where the monks are somehow roaming around the forest, they got lost in the forest, and we can't find them. So then this is why actually is easy and convenient. But Migodaban, if you know the monk is somehow accessible, let's see, how it's called, in this area and so forth, like somehow on the mountain, you know, on the rocks, for example, he will send another monk to fetch him. So then we have to wait. It happened several times like that. So then, and he will shout to the monks, why do you not come? Why are you calling? Sleeping, no? So then, and these monks become so embarrassed sometimes.
Very famous.
Yeah,
so,他问的问题就是说有没有什么情况就是导致这个这个这个四圣节没有办法正常开始然后他讲了说两种情况他说了两种情况就是一种是这个数字上有疑惑而有人对这个数字有不同意见所以也是重新再清点这个比丘人数那这种情况在罗顺也发生过可能重新花了10到15分钟时间本人数重新全点一次然后再有一种情况呢就是再有一种情况就是，可能有人那个他说这个再有一种情况就是有人在寺院里边，但是他没来送戒。他说这个情况实际上是不是犯戒呢？在那个就是说乌波萨他人能不能进行？在律藏里边本身是这样说的，他说戒坛就是乌波萨他这个戒坛，实际上是所有的戒场都有两种，一种叫有戒戒场，一种叫无戒戒场。有戒戒场就是说我们现在，比方说现在这个乌波萨堂，它周围是有边界的，然后还拿石头做对边界做了标记。这种戒场称为有戒戒场，还有就是说它没有一个固定的建筑物，比方说这整个森林，你没有建筑物，那么你把整个森林当做你这个那个乌波萨塔堂那个戒场。那么对于这种在二戒律里边，如果说对于这种戒场，对于这种无戒戒场来说的话，比如说你们这个僧团在这个无戒戒场里边诵戒，那么因为你整个森林都是你的戒场，比如说这个森林里边还有另外一个比库，他在这个诵戒戒场之内，但是他并不在这个诵戒比库的一臂之内。那么然后这个僧团因为他离得太远，你又没法把他叫过来的话，那按照戒律规定，你必须整个僧团都移到那个比库所在的位置，然后才能进行诵戒。所以但是这个只是用于无戒戒场。那有些戒场的话，就是说虽然那个人不在，他可能是因为忘了，他不犯罪，他也可能是因为他那也可能他装病了，那他自己犯恶作，但是他不在场并不影响这个诵戒这个干嘛的有效性。所以说有些戒场即使缺人，他即使缺人他没有语欲，也还是可以照常进行，只不过那个人他自己犯恶作而已。但是因为有刚才那个，但是有些人他可能把无戒戒场情况套到有些戒场了。所以说会造成比较在操作标准上可能搞得比较严。而龙树林又出现过这种情况，就是比方说那个山上有个人，可能是因为忘了，或者是因为其他原因，他没来送戒。然后米格的长老呢，就派个人把他从山上叫下来送戒。然后整个过程可能花了30分钟到45分钟。然后米格长老也跟大家说，大家这段时间大家先禅修，然后等这个人下来。然后就那个就这样，就这样。甚至有些人可能住在大石头那边，那米格长老也会说你把那个人叫来，然后我们再进行送戒。但是他说，因为其实他说可能米格长老自己也知道，就是这个事儿其实不是那么重要。所以说，如果那个人住离特别远，比方说在后山，那米格长老可能有时候也就不管他，还是继续送戒。在龙树林实际上这样操作的，他就告诉。
其实龙树林是有戒的，我需要再等的。
对，其实是有戒，他明显是有戒的，他有边界，而且有石头在那边标记那个边界。
So then in parks and all, they don't care even to ask about Chanda in Parisui. They never ask. I never heard. Even somebody tells one day a monk could not come, he gave his Chanda Parisuti. We don't mind this word. They don't accept this.
No,
they don't accept because it is, we have to see only if that monk is within the stone boundary and so forth, okay. But if he's outside, they don't take care of it, notice about it.
他说实际上在帕瓦中心，其实他们也是不管这种，比方说那个住得很远的人，因为他说实际上真正影响着干嘛有效性的，只是说，比方说我们这个，因为帕瓦戒坛它也是个有戒戒坛，真正影响你这干嘛有效性，比方说这个人已经在这个有戒戒场之内，然后他还没有靠近僧团到一臂之内，这种人他才真正需要叫过来，这时候那住得很远的人，帕瓦其实也是不管的。
So then, now the next things will have to be checked about the Uposatha day. It's called Uposatha. Have it? Uposatho yavati kachipi kukamapata. This is the next stanza, no? It's called, there has to be checked about the Uposatha day, because we have three kinds of Uposatha days. Now we have to check what kind of Uposatha day today is, and how many monks who are entitled to take part in the ceremony are arrived, and so forth. Therefore, the interrogator asks, Uposatho yavati kachipi kukamapata. Sabhagapatyoche navijjandi vajjaniya chibukkala tasmina hondi patakalandi vuchyati. The meaning is, the Uposatha day, yavatika chibukkala, the number of monks. Yavatika means as much monks have kamabhata, are entitled or suitable for the ceremony, for the vinayakama, for this okay. Sabhagapatyochana vijjani means there are no bhikkhus of the same offenses. Vajjanichipukalana spinna hondi, and there are no persons to be avoided, to be exempted, to be excluded. This is the proper time, patakal. So, and after he puts that, these items had to be checked, then he starts asking the question. Okay, you can explain. Okay, now he asks, Uposatho, tisu uposatha divasesu chatudasi pannarasi samagisu ajuposatho ko uposatho. The meaning is, the Uposatha day, of the three Uposatha days, namely the 14th, the 15th, and the Samagi Uposatha, which Uposatha today is today? The Uposatha day is today. So then, alright, you can tell.
然后下面那个人一开始问，他说，提苏，我不是第八世，就是这三种乌波萨他日之中，然后呢，查图达西潘多拉西萨玛吉苏，就是这三种是十四如波萨他、十五如波萨他、赫赫如波萨他之中，阿朱波萨头，今天的这个乌波萨他日，科乌波萨头是哪一种乌波萨他？嗯。So
then, now we have see here that there are. We have discussed yesterday also about the Uposatha days and how they are divided according to the phase of the moon, and we are going to explain even more about that. So then, therefore, today we can go to the next item about and the reply says, Aju Uposatho Pannarasu Chatudasu. Today is the Uposatha of the 15th or the 14th. Okay.
然后那个回答人说，他说，他说有关这个有关那个十四日十五日那十五日乌波萨塔算法，我们以后会给更详细解释。然后我们今天先还是继续看着干嘛。然后回答者说，阿朱波萨托潘纳拉斯，就这就是说这个今天这个乌波萨塔日是十五日乌波萨塔。如果他说是阿朱波萨托查图达斯，那就是今天的这个乌波萨塔日是十四日乌波萨塔。And
the next question is Yavatikachipiku Kamapata. The meaning is, what means the number of bhikkhus Kamapatatikin, okay. Means the number of bhikkhus suitable for the ceremony. For the opposite of the ceremony.
然后那个问者下一个问题是那个 Yavatika Chabiku Kamapatatikim, 他就是在这那个就是那个适合参加的干嘛的比库人数那是多少那个是多少或者说多少比库参加干嘛要参加干嘛对。
Okay, the answer is, Yattaka Bhikkhu Dasa Uposata Kammase Patta Yuta Anurupa Sabbhandimena Paricchedena Chattaru Bhikkhu Pakatata Sanghena Anukita Techeko Hattapasan Avijahitva Eka Simayedita. This is a long answer. So then, this means the number of bhikkhus that are suitable, proper and appropriate for the ceremony,were at least 4 regular bhikkhus, maybe regular bhikkhus, not irregular, not suspended by the Sangha, we already explained what suspended means, and are at the same boundary, sima, without leaving the 4 arms length. Therefore, the monks who should be present should be pure in every aspect, should have not fallen into offenses which cause them to becomepunished by the Sangha. So they are at, and they should be sitting in the same boundary and be within Hatapasa. Means, it's called, now we have explained what Hatapasa is yesterday, no? Alright.
然后那个回答者呢，他那个他就回答那个凡是凡那个那个是那句话什么意思呢？他就是凡是参加这个乌波萨塔干嘛的住比库是适当的合适的，至少被限定为没有被僧团举罪的四个合格的比库，至少四个合格比库，而且他们处在同一个界内，而且他们之间距离都不超过一臂。然后长老他刚刚对这句话他没有逐次解释，所以我也就不逐次解释。
So therefore now, by giving this reply.Other monks has also to check. If we sit together, if my monk who is next to me, he is a regular or not regular monk. So therefore now, this question and answer it is to make other monks aware that you can't sit with irregular monks together. Monks who are called like Kepaniya monks. So,Therefore, it is not only just to an announcement, it is also about checking also. So if a monk who knows that the next monk to him, he is also suspended, so he should tell to the Sangha, this monk is suspended. So he is not regular. He is within Hatapasa, but he is not regular. So he has to talk.
他说呢，他说像这些问答，他不仅仅是一种宣告，他你像这个问题，所有的人都所有人都他问答这个问题的时候，所有人都有资格检查一下，自己身边自己周围的这些比库，是不是都在自己的一臂距离之内，然后是这些比库是不是都是没有被举罪的比库，然后如果有的话，他就应该说一下，这个我身边这个比库是被举罪的，或者说这个比库那个距离不在一臂之内的话，你应该告诉你把距离拉到一臂之内，这样。
So the next question is about...
Sorry, Bhante, what are the, irregular monks? Is that the same as the 11 persons who are unfit for Upasampada, or is that something else?
No, there are 3 persons who are suspended by the Sangha. They are called, let me see, yesterday...
I think
it was page...
Is that last one?
No, it's not 11, it's 58, 21 kinds of...
Page 8, no?
Page 8, right?
Okay.
So...
31.
Alright, you can see it's called...
Number 8, number 9, and number 10.
7, 8, 9, no?
Yes. I think he has seen it.
It says one suspended for not seeing a fault. It is not a fault, it is an offense. It's because the Pali word is apati.
And then, about deva and naga, how can we be sure there is no deva? Can anyone?
I can see.
This is.
They may be also spirits, you never know. Like Buddhas, Buddhas and Pretas like that. So we see only beings who are visible to us. Visible means they can be what is called invisible beings, of course, you don't regard. Even germs, they are also animals, no? Germs are animals. We don't take notice of them. So sometimes even animals also are divided into small animals like a bird, small bird who comes through it. You never know, from Mount Gundu to God, it can't disturb because it comes within Hatapasana. Small bird, we don't take notice of these things. So even if a deva wants to worship the Sangha and comes very close, affectional like that, but you can't see, we have to ignore this. So then we see what is in our physical presence. Physical presence now. But if a deva takes the form of a human being and sits among us, so that is, of course, difficult to discern. We never know. But the monk who is called, other monks should know, no? Because they know who there is in the monks. As called, if even before and so forth, monks arrive, they should, usually they know each other. Now, for example, most of the monks, they know each other. If suddenly a new face arrives and so forth, everybody wonders, who is this? So then, I have to inform me, Gota Bande. Bande, a new monk arrives. So then, maybe if somebody has sahi power among the monks, can see, it is not a real monk, it is some deva. If you can't discover it, of course, it is no offense for the monks. It's not offense. So, but if we know in English, we know it, that is a deva, took the form of a human being, and still we allow that deva to come within us, then it is a dukkha offense. So, what is beyond our control is no offense. It's no offense in this case.
So, this is an additional question. If everyone gets dukkha, so everyone has same offense, so how do we deal with that?
That is a different question.
Yes, different question.
So, yesterday we discussed about these things, about how to have same offense. So if all monks discover they have same offense, so during the Patimokkha day, you never know, some monk, he remembers his own offense. He tells, one day I fall into offense. And the other monk tells, oh, I fall in the same offense. And the other monk, they discover, everybody is falling in the same offense. So they have to stop the recitation of the Patimokkha. And then the Buddha advises, one of the monks has to be sent to the nearby monastery. Find a monk who is pure in this respect of the offense. Confess it. Get pure himself and come back, and the other monks can confess under him.
Yes, so I have a follow-up question. What if it's too far away? The monk cannot come back at the same day.
So that is another option the Buddha gave. If that is the case, and then it should not be made an obstacle for the Bodhisattva. The apostle should be carried under the determination that if these monks can find on the following day, any of the following days, another monk who is pure, they have to confess under him. So, therefore, I have to postpone the confession for that particular offense, but they can carry on the apostle. Okay. Okay.
刚刚问的是，比方说，圣阶观中有什么那个有什么，比方说那个天人变形成人，我们没有看出来怎么办？然后那个他说是那个，这样讲了这样的说，其实真这种情况呢，比方说如果有人有身份能够看出来的话，那他是应该指出来，这个不是真人；如果说大家没有能力看出来，或者说大家就是不知道的话，那这种其实在这种情况下，已经送戒也没有人会过失。 还有包括动物的话，其实也不是所有动物那个进入一臂之内都算。比方说天然有一只小鸟飞过去，它虽然在一臂之内，这也不算。比方说这个阶段之内可能有细菌，然后细菌可能也在你一臂之内，它虽然是孙悟，但是这种不算的。对，然后再比方说，而且这种就不管是天然也好，生物也好，它都是要以能看见的形式进入你一臂之内才算。比方说一个天人，他想来离经僧团，但是他是隐身的，你看不到，这种其实也是不算的。
Okay, so now The next question is about same offenses. Sabhagapati ochen avijanti kin. What means there are no bhikkhus of the same offenses? They already explained this yesterday. Spent some time explaining about what means same offenses, how monks can fall into same offenses, and how they have to deal with such situations, and how to confess them, and so forth. So, and the answer it is here, in this case, vikala bhojanati vatu sabhagavati ochen avijanti. There are no bhikkhus of the same offenses as in the case of eating in the proper time, etc.
然后下面讲的是这个同分罪的问题，然后那个问者问那个，嗯，sabhagapati ochen avijanti，就是是否都没有同时违反一个同分罪，然后那。